Hi, this is Dr. Joe Vitale. I'm going to be talking about hypnotic intentions. Now, this is something you may have never heard of before because you've by now heard of hypnosis, and of course you've heard about intentions, but what are hypnotic intentions? First of all, I want to remind you that besides my segments in the Wealth Trigger program, there are also some inductions that you are supposed to be listening to. When you listen to those, you'll go into a very light hypnotic trance, and at that point, your guide will work with your unconscious mind to realign your conscious and unconscious minds so that you can begin to attract wealth, get the job you want, more sales, and all of those wonderful things you've been longing for. So all of these segments, those inductions and my segments here, are designed to do one thing, and that's to help you attract wealth. So now I want to talk about hypnotic intentions. An intention is a specific result. In my mind, it's not a goal. It's more powerful and more emotional and more specific than a goal. Now, why do you need to make it that way? In order for you to reach your unconscious mind, you have to do it with emotion and with imagery. You see, your unconscious mind responds to energy. Usually energy of love or energy of hate. Now, I strongly recommend you only focus on love. You should be working for what you want, not what you don't want. So focus on what makes you happy, what makes you passionate, what makes you excited, what makes you very glad to be alive. Focus on your love, the things you love, the wealth you love. Focus on love. Now, you also want to do this with imagery, which means that in your mind, you need to see some sort of visual representation of wealth. Why? Again, your unconscious mind doesn't respond to words alone. It responds to images with emotion. So you need to have an intention that has emotion to it. This is something you really want, you're passionate about, you love. It needs to be something you're very clear about. There's a strong image, a visualization, something you can see in your mind. And then the third part of this is you need to have it done with repetition. Now, why would you do this repeatedly? You're doing it to make an impression on your mind. The more you repeat something, the more it will go into your unconscious mind. As a reminder, the more powerful aspect of your being is your unconscious mind. Hypnosis works with your unconscious mind, and these hypnotic intentions work to get into your unconscious mind. In order for you to attract wealth, you need to work with your unconscious mind. So, if you want that new job, or you want to make more sales, you want to attract more money, you want your website to do better in any way, shape, or form when it comes to money or wealth or any representation of it, you need to have an intention. So, how do you create an intention? Think about the ultimate end result of what you want. Where do you want to be in 30 days or 90 days or in a year? What is the outcome you're looking for? Now, don't just say, I want more money. Why? Because that's not specific. That has no emotion and you can't repeat it. There's also a sense of desperation to just saying, I want more money, because it sounds like you don't have money. That's why you want it. You want to have a wealth-oriented intention as an end result that's specific, that's emotional, that's measurable, that in some way, shape, or form that you could explain to somebody else. One way that I describe hypnotic intentions is this. If you went to a department store and you said, I want to order a jacket, you wouldn't stop there because the clerk at the department store would look at you and say, what kind of jacket do you want? What size do you want? What material is it made out of? Do you know the make? Do you know the color? It will want to know, or he or she will want to know, the specifics. Your unconscious mind is the same way. You can't just sit there and say, I want to attract wealth. That's not enough. What does wealth look like to you? Your definition of wealth and my definition of wealth might be very different. What I want and what you want might be very different. So answer the question, what do you want? What would you welcome in terms of money, in terms of prosperity, in terms of wealth, in terms of abundance? Now, play with this. There's no right or wrong answer, but you are striving to focus and hone in on a target that is very specific, very emotional, something that you can measure, something that you can repeat, and something that brings up a lot of positive feelings in you. That's the first level to creating a hypnotic intention. But we don't want to stop there. I really want to brand this in your unconscious mind. I want to implement it on a very deep level so it automatically starts to make a change in you. And maybe without you even noticing it, you start to do things differently and feel differently and think differently. And before you know it, you look around and there's wealth showing up in your life that might not have been there before. So what do you do next? Well, there's a concept called Nevelize, which is a coined word. In my book, The Attractor Factor, I said you want to Nevelize your goals. Neville Goddard was a mystical who talked about creating your own reality by assuming that it had already been created. I extended his name to create the term Nevelize. So to Nevelize a goal means to go to the point past the goal so that it's already created. You've already achieved it. You're already living it. When you start to visualize from the end result already manifested, you're doing what I call Nevelizing. Now, Nevelizing is incredibly powerful. It's a wonderful and fun way to create a hypnotic intention. Because when you Nevelize something, you really awaken your unconscious mind. When people state a goal, it usually doesn't go very deep. It stays in the conscious mind. And as you know by now, that's not good enough. If you state a hypnotic intention, you start to go deeper into the unconscious mind, which is a great place to be. And of course, you need the emotion and you need the specifics and you need the visual and you need repetition. But when you Nevelize a hypnotic intention, you actually live the intention alive inside your unconscious mind. So, for example, if you said that I want to have a particular car in 30 days as a sign of wealth, and you went through all the imagery and you can be very specific about the color and all of that, that's wonderful. And that's a step in the right direction. But most people stop there. Go past that and Nevelize your goal. What does it feel like to own that car? What does it feel like to drive that car? Imagine you are in that longed-for car. It is now yours. You have the keys in your hand. You can put it in the ignition. You can push a button, turn the key. It starts up. You hear the motor. You feel the seat under you. You feel the steering wheel in your hand. You get into this because it's happening right now. You are Nevelizing the goal. That's with a car. Pick a job. Say you're trying to attract a new job and you have the ideal job out there and you're thinking about it, you're dreaming about it, you've set up your goal and your intention and the specifics and the emotion and you love it and you're getting into it. Well, let's go and Nevelize it. What does that mean? You want to make it as a breathing hypnotic intention. The goal has come to pass. Congratulations, you got the job. What does that feel like? Where are you? Who are you talking to? Who are you sharing the good news with? Who do you call up? How, in whatever way, are you telling the world that you now have this new job? What are you doing to celebrate? Or maybe it's your first day of work and you're smiling and you're enjoying this and people are shaking your hand and you're really enjoying the new company. What does that feel like? That's Nevelizing the goal. Let's take another example. Say it's wealth. You want to feel wealthy, and you went through and you already established your intention and you made it hypnotic by adding emotion and specifics and love, and you're repeating it and so forth. But now Nevelize it. You are now wealthy. What does it feel like to be wealthy right now? Maybe you look down and you see how you're dressed and you're dressing as a wealthy person, and you look in the mirror and you see that you're smiling and you seem radiant and you're wearing this outfit that makes you feel wealthy. Or maybe you pull out your bank book and you look there online or in your hands and you see the number that's in your bank balance and you look and it's fantastic and it's wealthy and you are now wealthy. And maybe you go out and you look at your house and this house is a sign of wealth to you. It's the one you've been dreaming for and you live in it. You're opening the front door. You're walking out the front door. You are walking around the house or in the house. This thing is alive and well and breathing in your life experience right now. This is how you create a hypnotic intention that actually anchors itself in your very soul. Because it's so deep within you, it's going to start a ripple effect. It will actually work from the unconscious up into your conscious mind, and you'll find yourself thinking differently, behaving differently, taking actions differently, and getting different results, positive results that help pull the wealth trigger to bring into your life all the wealthy things you've been wanting. Do you see how powerful this is? Most people have a goal. Goals are wonderful, but in many ways, it's a kindergarten approach to getting results. You want to upgrade it to an intention. An intention is much more specific, but you want to go even higher than that and make it a hypnotic intention by adding emotion and visual imagery to it, and you want to repeat it and so forth. But you want to go even further than that and nebulize your intention so that it's something you experience as already happening. I have a book by Neville that is autographed, and he signed it by saying, "Assume the wish fulfilled." Assume the wish fulfilled. What does that mean? It means whatever it is that you're trying to bring into your reality in terms of wealth, assume it's already happened. Assume the wish fulfilled. Well, let's not stop here. Let's take this to a whole nother level. Recently, my music instructor, Daniel Barrett, taught me a method that goes even beyond nebulizing your goal. It's called the remembering process. And in this particular process, what you do is go way past the achievement of the goal in time, way into the future, way past the point where you're wealthy. You're beyond wealthy. In fact, being wealthy is old news to you. And maybe you're sitting down and you're having a glass of wine or a cup of coffee or a glass of water with some old friend, and the friend says, "What was it like to become wealthy?" And you have to remember what it was like. You have to remember it because now it's something in your past. You're in the future reflecting on the past. Even in this moment, you may not feel wealthy. But obviously, that's changing because of all that we're doing and the hypnotic scripts that you're going through and the hypnotic conversational hypnosis that I'm leading you through. So it's all changing on an internal level. But even in this moment in time, there's a future self of you. Now, this isn't about parallel universes, though I don't want to dismiss that. This is about using your mind in a hypnotic and creative way. So we bounce forward to the future, and your future self is wealthy. Your future self already has the job or already quit the job. The future self is already successful. The future self is already very wealthy and financially independent and free. And the future self has the car or cars that they dream of. And the future self has the house or mansion or houses. And the future self travels and buys whatever it wants and contributes to the causes it believes in. The future self is free of all limitations when it comes to money and wealth and financial freedom. That future self is you. And you're sitting down there with a friend, maybe even me. And you're saying, "Dr. Vitale, this is how it all happened. And it feels so fantastic." What you're doing is remembering the breakthrough. Remembering the breakthrough to wealth is easier than creating the breakthrough to wealth. Let me repeat that. Remembering the breakthrough to wealth is easier than creating the breakthrough to wealth. Because at some point in time in a parallel universe, the future you exist, and you reflect back and you say, "You know, I think it was listening to those hypnotic sessions with Dr. Vitale and his friend. I think it was that whole online program, the Wealth Trigger, that worked on me in an unconscious level, because the next day I woke up and I created this product, which I sold and I made all this money. And the next day I got this job offer, which made me financially free. Or the next day I got this insight, which caused me to invest in something that turned out to be incredibly profitable." Or, and you fill in the blank. There's no right or wrong here because you're remembering. And when you remember something, sometimes the facts are a little bit in the dark. You don't have all of it there. You have the pieces of it there. Now, I know as you listen to this, a part of you is really excited, and a part of you might be a little bit confused. That's okay. If you remember what I talked about in earlier sections, your conscious mind is sometimes confused on purpose in order to reach your unconscious mind. Remember Milton Erickson, the famous hypnotherapist, who often confused people in order to reach their unconscious mind without any interference. That's what I'm doing here. This is all about hypnotic intentions. So again, as we go out of this segment, I want you to reflect on what do you want in terms of wealth? Then I want you to spin that into a tighter focus and ask yourself, what does that look like? What color is it? What depth is it? How is it measurable? How do I explain it to another person? And then I want you to go even deeper and ask you to nevelize it so that you're at the end point and your intention, your wealth intention, has come to you. It's there right now. You can feel it. What does that feel like for you to be wealthy in this particular moment? And then we want to go one step further, and I want you to go way past the accomplishment of your hypnotic intention, and now you're remembering how you got to it as you tell the story to a friend. As you remember it, take note of anything that you did that you can do now or tomorrow. These are tips to help you bring your hypnotic intentions into being. Now, as I sit here, I'm enormously excited for you because you're doing something most people don't even think about. Most people, as Thoreau said, lead lives of quiet desperation. They're unhappy, they're miserable, they're desperate, they're not doing anything about it either. I was there at one point, but as you know by now, I did something about it. And now I'm helping you do something about it. In my book, The Awakening Course, I say there's four stages of awakening. And the first stage is victimhood. Most people are there. You used to be there. I used to be there. Congratulations, you left it. We're now in the second stage called empowerment. And empowerment is where you get to use techniques like the ones we're using in the Wealth Trigger program. Everything from the hypnotic inductions to my explanations to my guiding you, like right now with the hypnotic intentions. This is all around the subject of empowerment. This is where you begin to make a difference in your life that you can measure, and you can measure it in your bank account. So I'm happy for you. Spend a little time playing with possibilities. What do you want in terms of wealth? What does that look like in the future? What does that feel like when it's achieved? And when it's all past and you look past the moment of its accomplishment, how do you explain it to others? I'm Dr. Joe Vitale. Enjoy your hypnotic intentions.